The Brian Golf Show.
Four.
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
Welcome back to the pod, the show. It's Brian and Mel. So I did talk to Johnny Wonder. Johnny Wonder, my friend, our dear friend from Golf WRX and my partner, Battle at the Beach, I believe for the third year in a row here coming.
Is he confirmed?
He is pretty confirmed. He said, give me my old room. I don't even know what that means. I think that was like a way of saying like when you go and like live with your parents or something like that. And like your old room's still available. But yeah, we're going to talk. Him and I are going to do equipment segments on this. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Not like on this pod. We're going to have like our podcast for the most part will be Tuesday drop. And then something else will be, you know, with Johnny and I. And we'll be talking about equipment and all the fun stuff. So it's Monday night. We're in the shop. Little guy's in the bay. We put all that pressure on him a week ago to start hitting and practicing. And he's like in here doing drills at this point.
Yeah, and since I can't for the next 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Crushed it.
Oh my God.
It's almost torture. You guys were going to go to the golf course the other night, and then I have to come here every day now and not practice. It's,
you know, what is it? Precancerous? Is that what it is? Is that how it works?
Yeah. No, if it stayed, cancer? It would have turned, but luckily we caught it before it turned into cancer.
Good. So yeah, thank God on that. But yeah, it's taking you off the golf
course. Because of that, I can't swing a golf club for like, minimum, my stitches come out next week, and then I think I have to wait like another week after that just to be safe.
We go to Victoria National next week. You're not going to be able to hit a single golf ball?
No.
Man, that sucks. I wanted to see you hit on a couple of those par threes there that are basically islands.
And who knows? I don't know. Maybe I'll like, I don't know. We'll see.
Speaking of golf courses and us playing, I went and played Tim Aquana on Sunday. And if you don't know, Tim Aquana Country Club is, it's right next to the NAS Jax, the base here, right on the St. John's River. It is probably, 1923 is when that course dropped, and it is a classy establishment. Let's just say that, all right? Like, the clubhouse is amazing. It's right on the river, like I said, and you can see views of downtown, and the golf course is Donna Ross. It's like this really neat course where there's only a couple water hazards on the entire course. There's not a lot of like penalty areas, not a lot of out of bounds. It's very Pinehursty in a sense. It's just a beautiful place where you see all kinds of people, like a lot of juniors, you know, people our age, 30, what do you say, like 25 to 35. A lot of families out there.
You really squeaked us in that one.
Yeah. We're barely in that 25 to 35 year old demo, but we're there. We're
sadly a year earlier, and we would have paid a lot less.
solid middle of the 25 to 54 year old demographic, which makes up most of this podcast and most of our listeners. But that being said, went the other day with our buddy Robert, and I don't know what it was, but that day I come home and I always joke around like, "Yeah, Mel won't let us join. Mel won't let us join." I don't know if I said the right thing. I don't know if my super awesome artistic videos and pictures on Instagram at this place.
No, because your pictures, I literally told you, like, your pictures don't make it look very special. Like, I'm like, your pictures actually don't look good at all.
It was early in the morning, all right? So it was very dewy.
I don't care.
The course is as mint as it gets. The greens are running like 12 consistently. That's
well,
fast.
Well, and no. Okay, so this wasn't just a one-time deal. You haven't shut up about joining Tim Aquana since we moved back. The only time you can go is when Robert invites you, and you're almost tapped out on your visits. So, because you're only allowed to go so many times. So, no, this is something that you've been talking about for a long time. But no, financially, it just didn't make sense. But I think we're in a little bit of a place that I could be a little bit more open-minded. And selfishly, they just redid the pool, and the pool is awesome. And apparently they have really good food. So I'm told I can sit at the pool and eat and drink. Our child will have stuff to do. And they do a lot of outings and events and family stuff. So I think overall it'd be really cool. And I'm excited to have people in town and be able to host people there.
So that's what I wanted to ask is if we're doing this, because we're going to truly, when are we going to know? Like, are we touring it tomorrow?
She's out, and I'm hoping Wednesday.
Oh, okay, Wednesday. Okay, so this week, So sometime this week, we're going to go tour the place. I was like, you can just go by yourself. I don't need to tour it. I've already seen everything I need to see. No, I've seen the golf course. I've seen David Duval's like signature and his clubs on the wall. So David Duval, he's like one of my favorite golfers of all time. His dad used to be the pro there, and that's like where he grew up kind of playing the game.
Yeah, no, I'm not just going to go and do a tour of the place by myself. Like, hi, my husband and I are considering joining. I know he's not here. He already has seen everything he needs to see. Like, that's rude. Like, no, you can go and tour the place with me.
I haven't seen the pool. I haven't seen the fitness center. And right, I do plan on using
it. And I
want to
see the restaurants. They've got like a couple of restaurants. They have like a spa. And like, I want to see everything that they have to offer.
So what I'm getting at, you mentioned financially, we're just meh. We're just kind of blah. But I saw it and see it as a little bit of a business opportunity, obviously. It's a premier club. There's a couple good ones. There's another Donald Ross design across the bridge, the Buckman Bridge, which if you're ever...
I think that club's a little older, though.
I don't know. They are, these golf courses, if you put them on Google Maps, you would see Tim Aquana on one side of the river, and then directly across, you would see San Jose. Now, it's not like on the river, but it's a street over.
Yeah, it's like the block over from the river.
You would see it, though, on the map, and they do this thing called the Donald Ross Cup or the Ross Cup or something, where it's the two Donald Ross courses. They go head-to-head, and we could look at joining there.
All I know is Tim Aquana won this year.
Yeah.
Just so saying.
You already got like saying a sense of pride. So I figured like, you know, with this podcast, she's like, well, maybe we should just talk if we join her. I'm like, no, we need to like set the table and bring everyone on a ride with us, because I've been talking about this forever. I joke. And so as a husband and wife bickering back and forth on this podcast all the time, and in person, more so, all the bickering, I was curious what kind of changed your mind.
Yeah, so I figured that what I'm going to do, because everybody wants to play Tim Aquana, I'm just going to allow the highest bidder to play. And that's how... No, I'm kidding. I'm not really going to do that. But no, I told you, like, what set me... Like, what did it for me was, one, we could afford it, and I know that we'll be okay. It's not one of those things that it's like, oh, well, if we do that, then, you know, we got to cut back on this. Like, I don't want to cut back on anything that we're already doing. So we're in a position to be able to do that. And I just think... For our family, it'll be fun. It'll get us around some different people in the community. It'll get Gavin around. Gavin's not in school right now. He's doing the whole homeschool deal. So his outlets are very limited. So I think it'll be good just to get out, meet some new people, have activities to do. We were a part of a country club in South Florida. It wasn't really the best for me. I didn't love it. It was a lot of older people. It was a little bit too stuffy.
Even the younger people were stuffy.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, I didn't have that much fun golfing at that club.
And Tim Aquana has a little bit of a different feel. So I'm excited to get into a new course and kind of really see what it's like. I'm excited to have a place to go eat dinners and kind of create memories with us now that we, you know, have the store and we have things.
And we're like here now. Like, yeah. Because of the store, we're like here. There is no,
and
you know,
to have a special place when people come in. You know, Greg Schwartz was just in town. It would have been cool to be able to take him out there to play it, because it's not somewhere that you just get to play. Yeah. So,
well, we took him to Taco Lou.
We
so
did
that
do that.
Make
we
up
did do
for
that.
Everything.
Yep.
But yeah. Tim Aquana is a little closer to us just being up the road. And if I'm not mistaken, we don't know when or where, but if you don't know, we have our puppy named Edley, and we named Edley after our favorite barbecue restaurant, which is in Nashville, Edley's Barbecue. I think it's like 12 South is the one that we always go to there. They've got a couple in. There's one in Chattanooga. So if you ever go play Sweden's Cove, you can swing through downtown Chattanooga. The Edley's is awesome there. But there is supposed to be...
No, it's happening. It's just... slow.
It's been taking years, but there's one right outside, like the next street over.
Because we found out, and we did not know this. We absolutely did not know this, but I guess one of the family members is from Jacksonville, because we were like, what in the world would bring them?
They're members at Tim Aquana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, wait, what? So yeah, it just all made sense.
Just what I heard. So, I mean, I'm thrilled. The thing is if I put this on the podcast and it's like official, then there's no going back on it. You can't renege on this. Like, we in, unless they don't let us in, which
I know I did. I go, oh my God, what if we don't get accepted? He's like, they're going to take our money. And honestly, I'm just excited to be able to like be a part of the powwow and stuff. I love TPs. I love that stuff.
The powwow is like, they have the powwow room, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And that's like the bar or restaurant.
Like the photo opportunities. It's going to be so fun.
Well, I don't think they have the TP out there.
Only during the member guests.
Only during that. And you know, so my belief is that it is very hard to get into that member guest. Like, you don't, there's like a wait list on it and everything, but you've got to like, you have to go there.
I'll tell you.
You have to like sleep in your car. Listen, you have to like sleep in your car the night before and get in line to sign up for it. It's like
so we're going to get a teepee.
We're sleeping in a teepee.
We are going to do it. It's going to happen. But no, like I wouldn't be surprised because I called to do an event out there and I'm like, look, if we're going to be members, we want to try to bring a group, you know, do like a group of 10, group of 100, rent the place out. They only do it on limited amount of days. I think it's only on Tuesdays.
Mondays.
I'm sorry. Only on Mondays, but they're completely booked for 2021. Completely booked for golf events. So
we've got a scheme.
We're looking into 2022.
So I'm going to be talking
to you better know somebody.
No, I'm going to be talking to all my friends because I don't have like, I've got a few friends there and then I've got some acquaintances. I think I have enough people that I could say, hey, you, and you, we're going to put on a tournament together.
You're each
bringing three guests. It's an opportunity.
They're my guests.
Yes. But it's an opportunity to meet some new people. You're going to love them. I swear. But doing that.
Yeah, because we can only bring three people a weekend, right?
I don't know how it works. I forget what the
thing
says.
I think that's
what
it is.
I want to go. I'm super infatuated with this golf course. It's going to be cool. And I guess they've got like adult pickup basketball.
Yeah, like Monday nights.
I'm in. Sprained ankles. Here I come. I wanted to put it on the pod because I wanted to, one, keep pressure on Mel. Because I don't want this to go away.
This could have been, you know what, honey? Thank you. Thank you for doing this. I know you know how much it means to me. So thank you for making this work for our family.
The next thing on the agenda with this is, do you understand that there are going to be times where I do leave the store at 5 and go play 9 real quick?
Well, you won't do that until next year because time is changing and it's going to be dark at 5:30.
Do you understand, honey, that there will be times where I will wake up at 6 o'clock and go to the golf course and play 9 before the store opens?
I don't care what time you wake up as long as you're back to take the dog out.
Thank you, honey. I'm prepping you now, though. Like, I'm going to take advantage. I'm going to walk a lot, which is going to be, I don't know. I just don't want to rack up a big bill taking a cart, but I'm going to like walk this golf course all the time.
It'd be good for you because you're only walking 9.
Yeah. I'm not going to get, but that's just it. Like with a golf cart, I'd be able to get 18 in that time, but now I got to walk it, save on them bucks, but I can't complain too much. Are you going to ever walk?
I mean, when we're there, we'll get a cart. When I'm there.
Is that what's up? Is that
when
serious?
When I'm there, you'll get a cart for sure.
Poor. I think there's water. I'm going to get Mel
I'll walk a little
push
bit.
Cart. I'm going to get you a push cart.
I'll walk. Especially now that I'm like actually playing, it'll be more fun. But when I wasn't like consistently playing every hole, it's like, what am I just walk and stand there and watch you? Like that's awesome.
No.
So when I'm playing, it'll be different. It'll be fun.
So we need to get you a new golf bag from Jones. It's got to say something awesome on it.
It's going to say, I'd rather be at the pool.
You should get that. They should put
that's what
that.
It's going to say.
I'm going to make that one for you. Mel, is there anything you need to say? Anything you want to get out?
Thanks for letting us ramble.
Are we going to be in by the 15th, though? Is that what you're shooting for?
No, so I think it's, you go to the board meeting on the 15th. It's like a happy hour type. They give you drinks.
Come, you'll
blah,
be
blah,
there
blah.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm like, although no, when I was looking over the paperwork and it was like, oh yeah, you have to come to cocktail hour. I'm like, oh, well, we all know how well I am at that. So no, you go to the cocktail hour and then I think it takes them like a couple of days to review it and then you know. So I think it's like 30 days after they welcome you. Okay. So it's probably the 15th of November is what I would assume, but I can't be 1,000% on that. I hope it's before that though, because they have a couple activities that I wanted to go to. So maybe I can let them know like, hey, look. I'm trying to come to this event. Like, hello.
Activities. Don't make me call all my friends and pathetically ask, like, can you invite me here, please?
Right.
Well, yeah. So
I'm excited. Out. It'll be fun. It'll be good for our family.
And then next week, we're out next week. We're going to Indiana, the Invitational. Boop, boop. We've talked about Evansville
so
a little
fun.
Bit.
I'm excited for some cooler weather. Hopefully not too cold. They got all the firewood ready for me, though, so I'm excited about that.
You asked. Like, do we have to get our own firewood, or, like, how does this work?
And I just already told you. I'll probably just be out for the afternoon rounds. I probably won't do the morning rounds. If it's, like, 40, 50 degrees, I am out. I'll be miserable.
Anyway, that's the pod. We're going to talk next week. I'm going to try and get in before that with Johnny Wonder because he just hit all the new titles here. I want to wrap
on that. Yeah, maybe we'll do something fun on the way to Vic. Since we've got so much time in the car, maybe we'll do something fun.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks for listening. Appreciate y'all. Hit us up.